Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
What broke him down? Was it just the body function? I was hitting with body function. I heard him actually was crying there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And clap the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely.
I knew you were cuffing, you're taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, Jack. It's the Jack.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, joined alongside the Golden State Warrior, Matthew Hunter. Matt, what's going on, brother?
First off, don't associate me with those fucking bandwagon fans or whatever. I'm a Laker fan, die hard. But anyways, digressing back to boxing, we have an interesting case with Tyson Fury again. You know, he went on social media, said some stuff, and we're going to try to sift through what is fact and fiction because we always have to do that with Tyson Fury. So it's going to be a fun show. I can't wait to see what the callers think about it. I really hope we get some UK callers to talk about it because Tyson Fury is an enigma to me. I don't know how he's viewed across the pond. So he is just an interesting case in boxing, especially nowadays.
Yeah, I kind of want to get down to the bottom of it myself. I want to know what exactly does this mean? I mean, seems like every time we get a big fight, we get this guy, Tyson Fury, coming out to social media and kind of stealing headlines is the best way to put it, to be honest with you.
It's interesting. I didn't even think about it that way, that he was just like coming in just to drop headlines. Like, there's Thurman Garcia, big fight, boom. No, he wants to take the spotlight. You know, maybe, you know, the fact that his cousin got a big fight, wants to steal the spotlight a little bit. Deontay Wilder had a fight, wants to steal the spotlight. I didn't think about it that way, but I can see it. I definitely can, with especially with his personality traits that we can view. But again, you know, he went on social media, called, said that he was coming back May, I think, 11th or something like that. Called out Tony Bellew, God, and Deontay Wilder, which, let's all be honest, if he actually fought Deontay Wilder in May, we would all be happy. So let's not even shit on that idea. But
here's why I'm the negative one today. When it comes to these particular statements, I'm going to go ahead and pull up Tyson Fury's official verified Twitter and just point your attention to a few things. I'll leave you there with Matt and then screen share here what we got going on Fury's verified Twitter. Now that we're there, as you can see, 6 hours, look, even 4 hours. I mean, the guy doesn't stop. I will be boxing on a BUI boxing license. He spelled that wrong. From now on. And want nothing more to do with the BBOC. I thought it was BBBC or some shit. I don't know.
I think he misspelled it. It's three Bs.
All they do is find me anyways. Boom. And he's obviously got a lot of love for that, right?
But very fast.
The tweet that I really want to show is this one. Going to give two people the chance to win this. Tony Bellew and that Bronze Bomber. Tony Bellew being the bomber. And Bronze Bomber being Deontay Wilder. Whoever wants it, let me know. Number one heavyweight. And he has a picture of the Lineal Ring Magazine title. Then you go to the other tweet, which is the reason that we're here, the reason that Matt believes he's coming back, and he looks like what he says here.
I didn't necessarily say that. I don't think he's coming back.
Here goes seven. What everyone made articles about, right? And forcing us to be talking about this. He says, I'm taking on all bums. Keep my belts warm, guys, as they belong to the king. Whoever got my belts, I'm coming for you, big or small. Now, that's when I was like, big or small? What the hell is he talking about? There's no small heavyweights with belts.
Tony Bellew doesn't have a belt, but that's what he was referring to.
But then you fast forward to the most recent text or recent tweet of 7 hours ago, and he's like, I'm giving two people the chance. So he's trying to get that hometown fight, and he's also Dike, which is English.
Go down a little bit. He actually posts a picture of him and Tony Bellew, I believe, somewhere on his.
Yeah, right. Resume. How many of you would like to see Tony Bellew versus the Furious One? You know, so I don't know, bro.
Look at the size difference.
I know. Look at the size difference. I'm telling you, it's all about money grabs these days.
But very fast.
I'm not, you know, ready to say he's coming back. I'm reporting like everyone else, but I'm reporting with, I guess, doubt. With doubt. I think this is nothing more than him trying to, you know, take some headlines and suck up some media attention. Unless we see pictures of him in shape in the gym, I really don't believe it anymore, I don't think, at this point.
And very fast, because the very top tweet, the most recent one, is very important because he makes a statement that he's going to leave the British Boxing Board of Control to basically the Republic of Ireland's Boxing Commission, which is two separate countries. And basically, UCAD, the United Kingdom Anti-Doping Agency, British Boxing Board of Control, and the Republic of Ireland's commission all stated that because his PED suspension has never really been dealt with, he would not be given a license over there at all. That came out in the last couple of hours. So he can't even get licensed yet. Like, that's just a reality. So until he can fix that issue and get licensed and get his act.
Well, he said he'll get a license with the BUI. Whoever.
That's what that is. That's the Republic of Ireland's boxing commission. I forget what the acronym
is. Different. It's no different than when Margarito couldn't get his license.
But they came out and said, we're not gonna license Fury. They came out and said that. And said, we're going to honor the British Boxing Board of Control and UCAD's decision that we're not going to license this guy because he hasn't dealt with his suspension. So that's just a reality.
Fury come to the U.S., get an apartment for a month, get a license in Texas like everybody else who can't pass the test.
That's probably true. That it's more likely. I'll give you that. But I don't know if Nevada, New York, California, they're not going to honor his wishes. They're going to honor the British Boxing Board of Control and UCAD's decision because that's what they do.
I don't know, man. Different country. We just don't know.
True. We don't know, but that's my assumption.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about cocaine. Oscar had a hell of a cocaine habit.
It's not the cocaine. It's not the cocaine. It's not about that.
What is it about?
It's about PEDs, man. It's about actual, I believe it was, I can look it up, but it was an actual, it was like a steroid. It was an anabolic steroid, I believe.
So the coke was a masking agent?
No. The coke is what he came and said. That was his medical, he was addicted to cocaine, and medically he was unfit to fight anymore. So that's why he vacated. But that had nothing to do with UCAD suspending him. And remember that whole hearing that was supposed to happen before the Vladimir Klitschko rematch, and that got postponed because of the rematch? That original hearing was due to PEDs. That had nothing to do with cocaine.
Got it. Okay. Well,
again, not saying that he is doping. It's just an allegation.
People are agreeing with me in the chat in the sense that, you know, until we see Fury in fighting shape, we're going to take this social media cry as that, you know, as I guess attention, bro. What more could we say?
Nothing, because like you said, until we see that he is in shape, until we see that he can get licensed, it is just media attention. It is just a PR stunt in a way. It is keeping his name in the headlines, and kudos to him because we're talking about it because we have to.
To be honest with you, I think no. At this point, that's what I believe. You know, and I repeat it. It's because if you look, ever since he's been retired or hanging on the outskirts of boxing, that's what he's been doing, tweeting at guys and, you know, staying relevant on Instagram is just the bottom line.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's open up these phone lines. We have quite a few callers already. So we're going to jump out to... looks like we're going to go to Skype. We're going to go to Josh. Talk to us. Josh on Skype. All right, buddy. We will jump out here to some of the guys we got locally and see if we can't get this show started. Remember that number 1-425-569-5241 is the number to call if you want to speak a little Tyson Fury. If you guys want to call in internationally, remember to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. NestorGibbs.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
Oh, right hand. Down goes Kirkland. Strap me up.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah, man, check it out. I don't know if it's bullshit or not, but I'm pretty sure. I'm willing to bet. If Tyson Fury did come back, I would say even if he wasn't in the best shape, I think he still beats everybody. Top 10, easy. Maybe with the hey, man, look, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Wilder, I love him, man. That's my dude. But he cannot beat Fury, man. Did y'all see what Gerald Washington did to him? And look, one thing nobody's talking about, and it may just be from what I saw from Washington on TV, but they stopped that fight way too early, man. Nobody's talking about that. But what I saw, Gerald Washington was still on his feet. And yeah, they didn't even commit with those.
That's because the camera angle didn't show you him walk and fall into the ropes. Go look at my video of my, you know, because I recorded it when it happened. And, yeah, you see him fall into the ropes. So that's why the referee stops it. He walks from one side. He walks from the side that Wilder did what he did. And then falls into the other side. Just check it out. The video's there. Okay. It's on our YouTube.
Okay.
And everybody, I'm not saying that to defend them either. Those are the comments in the video. It's like, oh, PBC, you should have used this angle. A lot of people are saying the same thing you're saying, like, oh, from this angle, it was a good stoppage. I thought it was a buy stop. So you'll see, you know, he loses his feet. Like, they're just not under him, and he falls into the ropes, bounces off the ropes, and then the referee hugs him.
So what you're saying is, when the ref jumped in and stopped it, after they separated, Gerald walked over and fell into the ropes.
Yep.
Am I exactly
what I'm saying. Okay. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Once the ref was trying to hold on to Wilder, so because, you know, he was doing the whole fucking – he was looking like a canoe with some paddles. So once he was holding him – then Gerald walked away, but his legs weren't there. I mean, I'll try and screen share it here on the show. But yeah, man, listen, anything else before we go to some other callers?
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, I think Tyson Fury, just with how he boxes and his size, he's going to give anybody trouble still, even if he's not even in the best of shape. You know, I think Deontay Wilder is still too rough around the edges technically. I think Vladimir he's past his prime. Joshua might be able to do something. I don't know. I think the Vladimir Klitschko fight will be telling. Bellew, come on, man. That's a joke. Bellew fighting Wilder is a money grab. If anything, if he does want to fight a heavyweight for some dough, he should fight Tyson because Tyson don't crack like Wilder, and he can get really hurt fighting Wilder. So if I was Bill, you shit, I'll take the Fury fight. Fuck it, why not? I'm out.
All right, thanks for calling in, Milkman. Let me see here. I'm almost around there. Boom, boom. Did you get to see that angle that I had, Matt?
Yeah, I did. And you can almost see Washington go like to the ropes and stumble actually in the telecast, but you don't see him actually hit the ropes. You just see him start stumbling. It's a short window. It's off to the side of the TV. You got to look for it, but you can see it a little bit. And then I did obviously see your video, but again, I don't necessarily disagree with Milkman. Like, yeah, Tyson Fury, even not the best shape, will still give all the top 10 guys trouble. Now, does he beat them? That's a different question. We have to really look at that, especially if he's not in the best shape, if we're using those parameters. I think if he's not in the best shape, then Joshua beats him. I think Wilder beats him. I think Joseph Parker beats him. I think Klitschko could beat him in a rematch potentially. I think even guys like a Dillian Whyte or a Bermain Stiverne or Povetkin would give him trouble. The idea that Tyson Fury is this fantastic boxer and he can school everyone in the heavyweight division in a boxing match, I think is a little bit overstated. Yes, he's a very talented boxer, but he doesn't have insane power, especially for heavyweight. So it's not like he's going to put down guys like Wilder, Klitschko, Joshua, Parker. He's not going to put those guys down. But those guys can potentially put him down. So it's just, I don't know. I think the cult of Tyson Fury is ridiculous sometimes.
I mean, I'll keep the sound off, and then you'll see. That was the big left hook that started it all. So here the ref is going to step in. Watch Gerald walk away. Look. Right into the ropes. See?
Boom.
So, and then the ref has to catch him. So, I think it was a good stoppage. If it wasn't, he wouldn't have fell on his own. Like, that simple. But let's get back to some other callers, Matt. What do we got here? We got Larry, San Francisco. Talk to me.
Hey, big ups to the Boxing Voice and Ness. I appreciate you actually taking my call today and not just hanging up on me on the line. I see I've grown in your esteem in the last day and a half. Appreciate that.
What do you mean? What do you mean hanging up on you?
I was on hold yesterday, and then you hung up on me, and then I hit you, said, hey, did you mean to hang up because I'm still here? Never heard back, and I sat here sad, but faithfully nonetheless.
Nah, you know what? Man, that was probably a blog talk issue, bro. Probably a blog talk thing, man. I would never, and I don't think Matt would allow it.
Larry, don't pull hand wraps. Come on.
Oh, we don't mention that name around these parts anymore.
Hey, but peep this. I don't think Milkman had his coffee today because I'm not quite sure what he was talking about there. Tyson Fury is a really good fighter, and I ride for the UK and UK fighters probably more than any U.S. caller we have on TBV. But Fury was in career best shape against Vladimir Klitschko and used that shape to put excellent lateral movement to use to win that fight. So to say he can be anything but in the best shape and beat the best heavyweights just shows you haven't been really watching him fight. He's fought out of shape in his career and did not look nearly as fit and fleet of foot as he did against Vladimir Klitschko. And you got to be in that kind of shape to beat the best fighters. So no, Milkman, Fury's a really good fighter, but no, got to be in shape, please. But yeah, until he gets in shape, though, it's really much ado about nothing. We also have to remember he's got some mental health things, so you never really know if these tweets are really coming from a place of seriousness or what. But once we see him in shape, once we see him training and ready to go, then we'll know it's on. And hopefully that's sooner than later, because boxing's better with Tyson Fury in the mix. Appreciate y'all. I'm out.
Great call, Larry. Thanks for calling in. 303, first time calling in. Where are you calling in from, buddy?
Oh, this is Joe from Denver.
Joe from Denver, first time calling in?
No, I called in a long time ago, a couple years ago.
Great, great. We're going to get you down. Joe from Denver, talk to us, brother.
Hey, I just want to say I love Tyson Fury, man. I think entertainment-wise, he's the best heavyweight out there. He's just funny as hell. And, man, anybody that could beat Klitschko after he went, I don't know, 10 years without being beat, you got to put him at the top. I mean, he has his problems outside the ring, but I think he's the man.
Agreed. We can't take him off his high graces until he actually loses.
Yeah. Hey, Ness, I wanted to tell you, man, like, I was listening to that Thurman Garcia pre-show fight, and I was kind of getting frustrated because you didn't make a pick, but I was listening to the other show, and I didn't know what happened with Porter and everything. So I understand how you got to, you know, it's a delicate balance when, you know, some of these camps have emotions and they get emotional and they want to get mad at, you know, whoever isn't on their side or they feel whatever. I just want to say, keep doing your thing, man, because boxing is more than just the little camps. You know what I mean? It's a worldwide sport, and you're going to go places that, you know, that you wouldn't imagine and if you just stick to your guns. I mean, but again, you got to play that role because you are in the media. Just, you know, I wish that, you know, that they weren't so sensitive in these camps.
You and me both, brother, but I do appreciate you at least understanding, unlike some folk. But, yeah, man, hopefully we get to a place where, you know, I feel like when we're big enough that they have to come on anyway, you figure, like, remember when Brian Kenny went at Floyd? He was big enough. You had to come on ESPN if you're an athlete. So it's like, you know, you can do that. But until you are, yeah, you need to probably play by the rules.
You guys are pretty big, though, man. Believe me, like, anybody that I know that watches boxing listens to the, you know, to the podcast. So, man, you know what I'm saying? Just keep living your dream, bro. Just keep doing what you're doing. I actually met you at the Alvarado and Ruslan Provotnikov.
Oh, Ruslan. Was that in Colorado, right? Was that the one? I went to Colorado once. I don't know if it was for the Brandon Rios and
No, you know what? No, you're right. It was Rios. It was when Rios knocked him out. That's right.
Yeah, I know I went out there one time. My one and only time, but I definitely enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And, you know, just don't stop because without you, boxing is not the same.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. From your lips to God's ears, hopefully we continue to move forward. Let's get out to our Atlanta correspondent, Mr. Flanagan himself. Jeremy, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, good. Glad to see you being able to call in. I know you're coming for that Caller of the Year award. You know, we got another ceremony coming up towards the end of the year. Never know.
Oh, you know, I'm coming hard. I'm coming hard until our next event, man. But I told them to be ready. They better get ready while they can. So I'm coming after them. But real quick, I think if Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder do go at it, I believe Deontay Wilder may come out on top. Reason being is, you know, his activity. And at the same time, even though he started out slow with Jared Washington, Deontay Wilder has that power that just comes from nowhere that can, at a twitch of a moment, that could easily change a fight. And that's why I say if those two guys were to go at it, I'd give Deontay Wilder the win. And then if Belu was to take on Tyson Fury, I believe Tony Belu will be able to win that fight as well, because against all odds, man, he seems to prevail in those moments to me. And he did it with David Haye, even though David Haye got hurt. But if David Haye wouldn't have got hurt and they still would have been able to go at it, I still see Tony winning that fight and coming out on top as well, even if Haye never got injured. So against all odds, man, I have to give it to Tony and then give it to Deontay Wilder if either one of those guys took on Tyson Fury.
Wow, you would pick Tony Bellew over Tyson. Uh-oh, Jeremy. I don't know who's going to nominate you. I don't know who's going to nominate
you. Did I really hear that? Did I really hear that right? That you're going to pick Tony Bellew over Tyson Fury?
Yeah, he said that.
Hold on.
Absolutely. I'll pick him, man. I love his heart, man.
Yo, I hear you, man. But at what point does Hart stop winning the fight?
Hey, but he had what it is.
That's the producer.
But one thing it is, he has a puncher. He has a puncher's chance.
Whoa!
You
know what I mean?
And you have to give him that.
Yo, he was
Klitschko couldn't knock him out, and Klitschko has a right hand of death.
No, and
Tony Bellew couldn't even knock out David Haye.
Yeah.
Have a torn Achilles tendon for him to win that fight. But no, he's going to beat Tyson Fury. Oh my god!
Hey, that's his.
But honestly, I don't even think he was trying to even knock out David Haye, because I felt like he kind of, you know, knowing that he was injured like that. Yeah, they was throwing hands, but I don't think he tried to take that man out like that.
So you think he was punishing him? You think he wanted to give him punishment?
Right, but what credit he would have got if he would have knocked him out cold? Knowing that he's already like injured like that, he wouldn't have got any credit for that.
Well, Jeremy, let me get to some other callers, brother. Thank you for calling in, as always. We're going to jump out to this magic Skype machine. We got a lot of callers on the line. We're going to jump out first to Josh one more time. Josh, what's going on?
You all right, lads?
We're doing good, brother. Where are you calling in from?
Sheffield, England.
Sheffield. So what's on your mind? Tyson Fury announces his comeback. Do you believe it, or is this just more tweet?
You never know him. He's an absolute fucking nutcase. You never know what's next.
Agreed. But your opinion, where are you? Where is this sitting with you?
I still don't think there's an heavyweight out there at this current time that's got a better win than Fury. It's questionable.
Definitely. He's got the better win with the win over Vladimir. Anything else, Josh?
Nah, just a quick one, really.
Hey, Josh, very fast. I want to ask Josh a quick question. Do you think Tyson Fury actually wants to come back?
It depends how much he's blowing his money, doesn't it? How much coke he's putting up his nose.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Is it like when he got caught for taking coke and that? It's not like he was sorry. He's putting on his Twitter because I got high. The guy's a fucking nutcase, mate. He's mental. But he's good for sport, isn't he, at the same time? He's a draw. He's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to build up a fight. Well, Josh, we're going to get to some other callers, man. Thank you for calling in all the way from Sheffield. We're going to go out to our boomerang, Alex, all the way in Australia.
No one can stop me, really.
I'm gonna get speed.
Oh, there's a King Croc right there.
I'm gonna get speed.
This croc has enough power in its jaws to whip my ass right off.
You need to get in the sixth round.
What's up, TBV? Fury coming back, eh? We gotta see where he's at, really. He's had a long layoff. Bit of coke, you know, mucking around a bit. I don't think he's ready for any of the big names right now. Like, it's too soon. But I don't like his chances either against any of the top boys right now. I wouldn't even favor him in a rematch with Klitschko, I don't think. But I want to see how everything settles with the heavyweight. He should be having like a little tune up fight in between what's going on now with Joshua Klitschko. See how that settles, and have a fight in between, and maybe call out a champion, so he's sitting out again, but I don't favor him against any of them. I think Bellew's the number one right now. I think I've had one too many cones here, boys, but that's it. I don't think he has a chance against any of them. Those two are just going to fade out. Anthony Joshua, Klitschko, Deontay, and Luis Ortiz, I reckon, are the top four, and I want to see how that all bubbles down, but you know, we'll see in the future, but that's my call.
All right, Alex, thanks for calling in. Let me get to Muhammad. Where are you calling in from, my friend?
Yo, what's up? I'm from Birmingham, England.
All right, brother. First time calling in?
Yeah, yeah, it's the first time.
Well, you know the tradition around here, right? How long have you been listening?
Wow, I've been listening for like over a year now.
Oh, well, you definitely know the tradition.
Big fan of yours.
Definitely know the tradition. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
That's actually my second name, you know, Ali.
Oh, that's so, that's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, as we were saying, Tyson Fury, to be honest, he's the man. I don't, regardless of, he's like 300 pounds. I read something the other day. He weighs 300 pounds. But, you know, as they say, the skills pay the bills. I reckon if he comes back in the next 2-3 months, or if he stays focused for the next 3 or 4 months, and he gets back into the shape, I don't think anyone in the world can beat him. Honestly. Even if he comes against, like, Deontay Wilder or Anthony Joshua, I think he'd beat him all.
What if he's not in shape?
Man, people give this guy a lot of credit.
What if he's not in shape? What if he's not in perfect condition?
He's not in perfect condition. I don't even know. But, you know, you can't forget what he did against Vladimir Klitschko, the man who reigned the heavyweight division for 11 years. Imagine, yeah, before Tyson Fury fought Vladimir Klitschko, they were saying that Klitschko was going to knock him out in the first couple of rounds. I think the win against Klitschko was like a bigger underdog than when Bellew faced Hay. Personally, what I think. Don't know what you guys think.
I don't think it's a bigger underdog win. I think there's plenty of people picking Tyson Fury to win that fight. And again, that fight was also, what, 2 years ago now? Going on a year and a half, 2 years ago? I just think that putting so much stock in a win that, while it was impressive in some ways, was not entertaining, was not dominant.
Boring as fuck. 84 punches
landed. Yeah, to put so much stock in that one win, I think, is limiting the true idea or the true view of Tyson Fury. Because he's not just that one fight. He's had tons of fights. And we can look at all of them and determine what he is. And then we have to throw in the asterisks of his mental state, his physical state. And I think to put so much stock in him at this point in time off a win that was a year and a half, 2 years ago, is very difficult for most people, including me.
But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the win is still on his record, regardless of how he got it.
Definitely is on the record. Listen, Muhammad, thanks for calling in. Hope to see you call back in more often, man. Glad you've been listening for a year. Awesome to have you with us. Let's jump out to Scorsese. Talk to us.
Call me batshit crazy. Call me whatever you want. But Tony Bellew will beat every heavyweight they put him in the ring with because he's blessed by that Superman Stevenson curse for having enough balls, unlike all the rest of them pussy light heavyweights, to get in the ring and fight Superman. He took his L and he ain't complained like Chad Dawson, who got knocked out for talking shit the other day. You know what I'm saying? So Deontay Wilder, you step up to the plate. Joseph Park, and he's going to beat him. I told people he was going to beat David Haye. I told him he going to drown him late. Y'all can talk about these Achilles. Y'all can talk about all this shit you want to talk about. Tony Bellew, what was the issue when he knocked out a cruiserweight that he wasn't supposed to knock out? He had a bad shoulder. He went to Germany too, I guess. No, fuck no. He just knocked his ass out. So come on back, Mr. Balls of Fury, Mr. Dope Dylan calling ass dude. Come on back. You get your ass knocked out too. And he did knock him out. He dropped him out the ring, man. What you talking about? He didn't knock him out. He put the B-hop on him. So
that wasn't a B-hop comment.
Tony Bellew went 2 weight classes up and put a man out the fucking ring. This is second weight class. You name the last person went 2 weight classes knocking people out the ring. You tell me he ain't blessed. Y'all know he wasn't that good. He blessed, man.
Yeah, knock him out. Come on, man. He had 1 foot. Have you ever torn your Achilles? Do you know what happened to Kobe Bryant? Come on, man. Like, to act like hitting a guy with one fucking leg and he goes stumbling out of the ring is incredible. It's ridiculous. Come on, man. And you have to, you're forgetting that Tony Belli was getting his ass fucking kicked by David Haye until that fucking Achilles tendon. He was getting ass whooped. And David Haye didn't even respect him because his power is nothing, and you know it.
You're taking so much away from the chin he showed. You're taking so much away from the fact that he didn't want to walk.
Yeah, he showed a good chin, but he was getting his ass kicked until the other guy got hurt. Boom. There you go. And you know it. And you know it. And you're denying it.
Got to understand. It's pointless. You're a heavyweight. You've seen heavyweights with bad shoulders knock people out with the same shoulder. So what the fuck is a leg?
We're talking about a guy with one leg. If you get hit with one leg, you have no balance, dude. Are you that stupid? Come on, man. Like, you have one leg. Hop on one leg and then let me punch you. You're going to fall down most likely. No, right?
I'm telling you, you expecting him to run into a heavyweight. It's very possible he could have been caught. He knocked him out the ring. He took his time. He broke him down. He saw. He took him. What the score?
Beat a one-legged guy. What did he fucking do?
Floyd Mayweather say, I'm gonna take him. I'm gonna drown him late, and bail you in the Superman Stevenson blessings. Say the same damn thing. He took that big motherfucker, drowned him late, and he cut his Achilles and all that shit. And he's blessed, and all these heavyweights getting the fucking business. You want it, you get it. I'm team bail you in this.
Whoa,
delusional.
He's from the UK, ladies and gentlemen. Ali. From Dago.
Hey, what's good with y'all, man? What's up, Ness and Matt?
What's up, Ali?
What up?
Yeah, what up? But, yeah, man, that last caller, Jeremy, I really don't understand what they see so much in Bellew. I mean, he did look good against Haye, and, you know, but, you know, Haye was hurt. But I don't know, man. I just can't see him beating Tyson Fury, like, you know. I see him getting outboxed. But the only, you know, me, honestly, I think he has a chance against Luis Ortiz, in my personal opinion. I'm not saying that he would beat Ortiz, but I give Bellew a chance against Ortiz because I'm not really big on Ortiz. Like, I think he's a good fighter, but I just think he's a little overrated, you know, because I see a lot of flaws in his game. And I think eventually somebody's going to show his flaws. But yeah, that's basically all I got, y'all. Keep up the good work. And hit that like button, y'all.
All right, Ali. Thank you for being part of the show and calling in. And if you're watching this on YouTube in the future, present, or the past, hit that thumbs up button. It helps us with the visibility. It lets us know that you like the work that we're doing around here. It makes us come back and do more spontaneous shows. Because as you all know, our flagship days are...
Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
So any closing thoughts, Mr. Hunter?
Well, we do have one more caller.
I didn't even see that. Savage from Toronto.
He just hopped on. He was smart.
Savage from Toronto.
What's going on, boys? In a minute.
What's up?
Just chilling. About the Tony Bellew shit. I think, yeah, he should play in heavyweight until he loses, man. Go as far as he can go in the heavyweight until he gets knocked out, goes back down to cruiserweight. Hopefully he don't strip his belt by then, but we'll see what happens. Other than that, David Haye is going to smash, or sorry, not David Haye. David Lemieux is going to smash your boy Stevens this weekend.
Well, all right, Savage. Thanks for calling in. All in Toronto. He definitely had to say David Lemieux was going to get some. All right, well, now we're officially done. I want to thank everybody that joined in, everybody that called into the show. Remember to subscribe to us here on YouTube and Blog Talk so that you can get notifications every time we go live. We might go live again today. You just never know. The best way to know is to subscribe to the channel and receive those notifications. The way to receive them, by heading on over to the notifications tab, click on the bell and make sure that it is activated so that you can receive that email letting you know TBV is live and you are eligible to call in. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO and catch my co-host / producer.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. And just some final thoughts on the show. We must be skeptical of Tyson Fury coming back because of a litany of issues. and the cult of Tony Bellew that is forming, go away. We do not want you here.
I love it. I love the Bellew cult. I think we should do another show on Bellew. He's so popular right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back whenever we're back.